Aaron said Pacific Malolele, Amelie Kapusiaki with the news. The South Pacific Tourism Organization says the Pacific is making a swift recovery after many island nations and territories closed their borders amid the peak of COVID-19. The organization, which has 20 government members, is the mandated representative for tourism in the Pacific. Its chief executive, Chris Coker, says tourism in the region has always been resilient. He says visitor arrivals across countries like Fiji, French Polynesia and the Cook Islands have been on the rise.
It's a huge bounce back. We could see a strong rebound from the Australian New Zealand market. And, you know, everybody's been tired of staying put in one area. They want to travel. They want to get out of their homes to see and visit places, visit their families and friends.
Samoa and Tonga reopened their borders to visitors recently. And Tonga has lifted the requirement for supervised rapid COVID-19 testing prior to entering the country. The kingdom opened its borders on August 1st and recently reviewed the situation. Health orders are no longer be required for incoming flights. Supervised rapid antigen tests are not needed for entry. And Tongan travelers with a valid Tongan passport or certificate of identity no longer needed to show a vaccination certificate in order to enter. The health arrival declaration is still needed, and all travelers are still encouraged to have full vaccination with booster dose completed before traveling to Tonga. All arriving passengers are still encouraged to follow the advised preventative measures, including wearing masks in public places. Tokelau has opened its borders to allow essential workers to return to the atolls. The atolls remain COVID-19 free. The general manager of the Apia-based office of Tokelau, Agustino Vitale, says they have been planning the repatriation process for returning Tokelauans who will arrive via passenger boat from Samoa. The first passengers to arrive last week were a nurse and a telecommunications contractor. Mr. Vitale says passengers and stevedores will stay in managed isolation and receive frequent COVID-19 testing from health workers. The last repatriation was in early 2021, and a date has not been set for Tokelauans overseas. A strategic alliance of Pacific Island nations and international institutions is tackling the increasing spread of dangerous mosquito-borne diseases such as dengue fever and malaria. Participants from Fiji, Samoa, Palau and Tonga joined the first of two workshops at the QMR Beckhofer's Mosquito Control Laboratory in Brisbane, Australia. It is one of the few facilities in the Southern Hemisphere with quarantine authority to house various exotic insecticide-resistant mosquitoes that transmit viruses such as dengue fever, Zika viruses, chikungunya, and malaria. Christina Pesico reports.
Resistance can be a real problem because it to control dengue and malaria, one of the most effective tools is to use insecticides to kill the mosquitoes, and we really need to improve the way that this is done because it's honestly it's the most cost effective tool that we have at the moment.
Two policemen in New Caledonia have been given jail terms for causing a fatal car accident while drunk. The criminal court sentenced the men to 3 years and 2 years in prison, respectively, for causing the death of a 66-year-old woman in Bontami. Driving at excessive speed, they hit the woman's vehicle, killing her and seriously injuring two other people. Tests showed they were both intoxicated while the driver more than six times over the legal limit. Investigation showed while being off duty, the two had been drinking and driving for 2 days, and minutes before the crash, they bought more whiskey and beer. The prosecutor said the two had a feeling of impunity and mocked the law they were supposed to enforce. The American Samoa Health Department has issued an advisory about increasing cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease, especially among school-age children. The advisory, released on Friday local time, noted the symptoms included fever, mouth sores, and a rash commonly found on the hands and feet. It is said people with the disease are usually most contagious during the first week they are sick, and people can sometimes spread the virus to others for days or weeks after symptoms go away or if they have no symptoms. The advisory said because the illness is common and usually mild, children can continue to go to childcare and schools as long as they have no fever, no uncontrolled drooling with mouth sores, and they feel well enough to participate in classroom activities. No data was available in the advisory as to the number of cases confirmed so far. Samoa's Ministry of Health reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 in the week from September 18th to 25th. The ministry statement on Sunday local time said there were no cases at Moto'otua Hospital. The new infections took the cumulative number of positive cases, both community and border cases, to 15,941. Some key risk factors for depression in Pacifica youth has been identified by a new study. The study by Auckland University of Technology coincided with Mental Health Awareness Week in New Zealand, which ended on Sunday local time. AUT researcher El Shaden Tautolo says the study found depression among Pacifica related mostly to strained relationships at home and lack of friendships at school.
If you look at the stats and stuff, you know, our rates amongst particularly young Pacifica is quite high in terms of mental, you know, poor mental well-being and, suicide stuff and all of those kinds of issues. So, yeah, it's something that we all need to be aware of and, we need to prepare ourselves with strategies or things that we can do to help and support.
The Indonesian government is promising a full investigation after at least 125 people died in a stampede at a local football match. Fans began rioting after the game between two sides with a bitter rivalry, and police responded with tear gas. RNZ correspondent Richard Kimber reports.
Indonesia's President Joko Widodo is calling for a full inquiry into what happened and is ordering that all games in the country's top league be postponed. Trouble began after the final whistle in a game between long-standing rivals Arema FC and Persebaya Surabaya. The match finished 3-2 to Persebaya. As the players began leaving the field, fans started rioting and then invading the pitch, clashing with scores of police. Videos on social media show police wielding riot shields and batons, responding with force and firing numerous rounds of tear gas. Chaotic stampedes and crashes then ensued as more than 40,000 fans in attendance tried to escape through the stadium exits.
In sport, Papua New Guinea has won the MSG Prime Minister's Football Cup. PNG defeated the Vanuatu Development Team in a penalty shootout in the final, 4-1. At full time, the score was 3-3 at Coleman Stadium, Port Vila, Vanuatu. 5 Melanesian countries and territories competed in the cup, with hosts Vanuatu fielding a main side and a development side. The cup was resurrected by the government of Vanuatu and FIFA. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head to our website, rnzi.com.